Meeting, this meeting of the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee to order. Let the record reflect, it is 3:33 p.m. on Thursday, February 20th. We're in the Butchervich Room 205. Let the record show that we have a quorum to do business. Present are Senator Giesel, Vice Chair, Senator Egan, Senator Bishop, Senator Hoffman, and myself, Chairman Machicki. Welcome. I'd like to also recognize our committee staff, Christopher Dickrell, Lynn Smith, and Danaya Burns. Say it correctly?
Danaya.
Also, please like to remind everyone to turn off your cell phones. Today we'll be hearing two bills, Senate Bill 157, Municipal Fire Protection Service Areas. This is our second hearing on this bill. Also, our first hearing on HB 223, Municipal Tax Exemption, Military Facility Zone, sponsored by Rep. Thompson. And Hans Rodvik, intern to Senator Coghill, is here. Please join us, identify yourself for the record, and give us a brief recap of Senate Bill 157, please.
Good afternoon, Senator Machicki and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Hans Rodvik, and I work for Senator Coghill. Thank you again for having me. I'm here to just give a quick recap of Senate Bill 157 relating to fire service area boundary changes. Like we went over on Tuesday, Senator Coghill and I, the goal here is to ensure that the public is receiving the fastest service possible during an emergency situation, particularly fires. Senate Bill 157 does this by streamlining the process for changing fire service area boundaries. Given the simplicity of the bill, there's not really much to it other than we're allowing property owners to request removal of their land parcels so long as they go through the proper ordinances set out by municipalities. With that, there's not much else to it. It's a pretty straightforward bill. We received another letter of support from the Mayor's Municipal or the Alaska Municipal League. And with that, if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Any questions from the committee?
Just a comment, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Hoffman.
On behalf of my constituents in Esther and Gulfstream Valley, I would like to thank Senator Coghill for introducing the legislation.
I'll relay that to him through the chair.
Yes.
Senator from West Fairbanks.
Yes.
Well, and I think you mentioned the letter from Fire Chief Tucker as well.
Yes.
In support. We left public testimony open on the line in case there are any questions. We have Mr. David Gibbs, who's with Fairbanks North Star Borough, Office of OEM, I believe. Mr. Gibbs?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. I don't know if we have any others that want to publicly testify. Is there anyone in the room that would like to testify? Do we have anyone online that would like to testify? Okay, we're going to close public testimony. Committee discussion, any additional questions on Senate Bill 157 or discussion? Seeing none, what is the wish of the committee? Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move we pass Senate Bill 157. Number version 28 LS1329/N from this committee with individual recommendations and accompanying zero fiscal note.
Okay, with no objections, we will move the bill. We'll take a little break and sign the report, and we'll be back in just a moment. Now we have House Bill 223, Municipal Tax Exemption, Military Facilities Zone, sponsored by Rep. Thompson, before us. It's our first hearing on the bill. It's not my intent to pass it out today. We'll begin taking public testimony and committee discussion, and it'll be back before us Tuesday. So here joining us today is Jane Pearson, staff to Rep. Thompson, to discuss the bill. If you can identify yourself for the record and begin, ready when you are.
For the record, my name is Jane Pearson, staff to Representative Steve Thompson, and thank you for hearing this, Senator Machicki, and House or Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee. House Bill 223 is an act authorizing municipalities to exempt or partially exempt for up to 10 years property in a military facility zone that creates or supports industry, development, or educational training opportunities. The bill gives permissive authority for a local government to seek up to 10 years of full or partially property tax exemptions for a business in a military facility zone. The needs of each community with a military installation are unique. This bill provides broad authority for a local property tax exemption to be specifically defined by the individual community to provide the maximum benefit to their installations and their regions. Military facility zones were established in the 27th legislature. They are designated areas in close proximity to a military base where industrial or economic development will directly enhance the base's ability to fulfill its mission. Military facility zones are used in other states as vehicles to obtain and administer funds for business development directly related to the facility by expansion of infrastructure that benefits both the military facility and civilian objectives. House Bill 223 was drafted after Representative Thompson was approached by the Fairbanks North Star Borough, who is currently working on establishing military facility zones in the interior. The military industry in Fairbanks contributes 30% of our gross community product and 38% of our total labor dollars, therefore making the military bases one of our largest economic drivers in the Fairbanks North Star Borough. The borough narrowly escaped having Eielson Air Force Base closed by the Brack Commission in 2005, and recently Eielson nearly lost the F-16s. HB 223 will expand on the financial incentives provided by House Bill 316. It is one more tool for local governments to create better partnerships with the military installations in their communities. Providing tax exemption authority to local communities with a military facility zone will provide added support to the mission of the armed services, enhancement of economic development opportunities, assist in making Alaska's military installations the best value choice for expansion, and help defend against potential negative impact through a future defense-based realignment and closure process, or from routine actions to reduce forces to match smaller defense budgets. Please join Representative Thompson in supporting House Bill 223. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Pearson. Questions from the committee for the sponsor? I have one, and it's, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sure. This is the same bill that we had previously. Am I correct, and it just didn't make it through the process?
Senator Giesel, through the chair, this is an expansion on that bill. It would provide, in addition to what 316 provided, it would also provide the ability for local communities to give property tax exemptions for a business that moved in and supported the military.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. And a question I have for you, Ms. Pearson, is, and it's something that we have been guarding, you know, the last couple of years for municipalities. This allows a municipality but does not require a municipality to provide the tax breaks. Is that correct?
Chairman Masucci, that's correct.
Thank you. And just to let the committee know, we also have McHugh here, Deputy Commissioner with Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, if we have any questions. And any more questions from the committee before I open public testimony?
I just have one.
Yes, Senator Bishop.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Ms. Pearson, would you have an example of maybe a business that might take advantage of this that might come into the community?
Through the chair, Senator Bishop, we could see if we get the F-35s up there that there may want to be warehousing for parts. We, you know, if we're really lucky, they may even want to build some of the parts up there. That would be one of the types of business that would be directly supporting the military and would be available for this type of tax break. There would also be other ones. I believe the Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor, Mayor Hopkins, is online, and he could probably give you more examples.
Thank you. Just one quick comment. And would the advent of the drones coming into Alaska now, would this fit maybe a mission or if somebody wanted to expand something to do with drones out in the North Pole area or in the borough, would this bill cover that as well?
Senator Bishop, through the chair, I certainly would hope so.
Thank you. Deputy Commissioner, do you want to join us, please?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman.
Just as we were going through, since no one is in the room, I thought in case we have any questions, we might have you up here as well. If you can please identify yourself.
Sir. For the record, McHugh Pierre, Deputy Commissioner, DMVA. And if you'd like, Mr. Chairman, our department will administer the military facility zone application. So we created the regulations, and as communities come forward and develop their proposal through ordinance, then we will certify that according to the regulation and according to the law that was passed, as Jane described. Our goal here is to make sure that we have a very positive environment for the military to do business, but then also have businesses that are associated with the military have a successful place to develop. And that's the whole purpose behind the military facility zone. And local communities then said and went forward to Representative Thompson and said, hey, is there a way that we could provide some type of local incentive? Because there's a state incentive now to maybe bundle different loan options or development plans with AHFC or with ADA, but there's no immediate tax savings that the local government can provide. So that's where this this bill originated from, and so far it seems like if a local government is interested, it could be a great boon for their economy.
Okay. Questions before we open public testimony? It's valuable information. Thank you, sir. I'm going to open public testimony, and we have right now two people online. We'll start with Luke Hopkins, Mayor of Fairbanks North Star Borough. Mayor Hopkins, are you online here?
Yes, thank you very much, Senator. And I am Luke Hopkins, Mayor of the Fairbanks North Star Borough, and thank you for this opportunity to address the community. Yes, it was somewhat of a germinal idea from the Fairbanks North Star Borough, from my office, as we discussed the aspects of the important legislation 316 that was passed in the 27th legislature. And we've actually been in discussions with companies, corporations, you know, asking them, you know, as we're in competition with other states, and we've seen that from conferences that I go out to, and McHugh Pierre has been at with me, that we're trying to attract businesses here, and we all know the importance of strengthening our military here in Alaska, and not just in our community. So, you know, when you heard comments about the F-35s, what happens at other Air Force bases that are about to get F-35s or have them, businesses come in associated with that, those operations, but also, as the question was asked about the UAVs and having the University of Alaska Fairbanks being designated as, you know, one of the starting points for one of the six FAA test sites to develop the commercialization of UAVs. That is a big thing here for our community and for other communities around the state. It's business. So the borough has been partnering with these actions, with UAF, and when I say partnering, it's spending money and ensuring that we're reaching out as fast as we can. And this legislation is a very important piece. As I said, that when businesses say, well, you know, we can go somewhere else and locate, well, we certainly want to have the option. And it is a local option for the assemblies to offer and to establish either a deferment or an exemption. And there is a criteria that they have that we already have established for a five-year exemption for regular economic development. But again, this is such a fast-moving aspect of business growth in about, well, in many areas around the country. I certainly ask you to support this and send it forward. And I think we'll all see the benefit from it in our state. and I'll be glad to answer any questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor. Any questions for Mayor Hopkins? Seeing none, we also have online, and I want to mention that Rep. Thompson has joined us. Online also is Mr. Jim Dodson, Fairbanks Economic Development. Mr. Dodson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Appreciate the opportunity to come before you today and speak in favor of House Bill 223. House Bill 223, coupled with the previous action of the legislature passing the military facility zones, provides municipalities with an opportunity to attract private industry to come to their communities that are co-located with military bases to do business with the military. It is at the discretion of the municipality, and it is to the benefit of the state. It gives us, as a state, the opportunity to continue to diversify our economy, and it gives the communities a chance to grow their tax base. I encourage you to pass this bill today, and I thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Dodson. With that, do we have anyone else? Anyone in the room wishing to testify? Seeing no one, what we're going to do is leave public testimony open. We'll close it Tuesday, see if there are any laggers that want to rush in and support the bill. Our next meeting will be Tuesday, February 25th at 3:30 p.m., where we'll hope to pass out House Bill 223, and it is 3:51 p.m., and we are adjourned until Tuesday.